Samath.
Good afternoon.
Samath. Good afternoon.
I believe you're the first, correct?
Yes, I think so.
Well, we will wait a few minutes. Did you get everything done?
Oh, no. Not yet. But we're not going to do any kind of virtual later. We're just going to do by ourselves, so I have till sundown. I have the kitchen yet to clean. I'm finished cooking, and I have the tablecloth and the plastic on top of it. So I'm getting there.
You'll get there.
The rest of the week is always easier for me because I have all my food cooked. It's just to get it done so I can enjoy Passover and, you know, try to study on my own and
I understand.
Spend some time with Tony, too. You know?
That's about where the balance comes in, doesn't it?
I agree. I wasn't able to find my notes. I had studied this 2 years ago, and I had looked up Rabbi Yossi, but I couldn't find my notes. But I do have my copies, but I'll get to it.
Well, you can take this time to scan the Hebrew if you like, because I've already done that.
Okay, I will. I had printed it so that I could. I thought I didn't know if you were going to do it with us or what, but I will.
It's really a long page, so I did it ahead of time so that we could just go into the English.
Well, I made it 18 fonts so I could see it good. So I had not done that before. I just had the English the last 2 years that I studied it. It's really deep.
Anna, let me know when you're finished.
I'm finished.
Okay. You're still the only one. I'm sorry?
I just did, right when you asked me.
Oh, okay. So you're still the only one who's come on, but
I think
I'm going
to
go ahead.
Yes, I think we need this one on.
Yeah. So I'll start with L'Shem Yehud and then just start reading the English.
Okay.
And I'll make commentaries as we go along. L'Shem Yehud Kutshabri Hu Ishkinte Vit Hilu Urkimu Hilu Hilu Urkimu Leachta L'Shem Yud He Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eluhinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunanehu. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times landing page. It's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage, or on mobile devices, it's usually at the bottom of the page. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the section that after the Omer counting, there's two links that talks about the study Erev Pesach, meaning the study before Pesach. One link is the letter in Hebrew. The other link is the letter translated into English. We have already scanned the Hebrew, so we are now going to read the English. The following letter is taken from a pamphlet written by the tzaddik Rabbi Shimshon from Astropoli. He writes at the end of the pamphlet that anyone who studies the wondrous and awesome secrets written here, even one time in a year, and especially today, Erev Pesach, is guaranteed that he will be saved from any kind of accident or disaster or strange death for the whole of that year, and that everything that he turns his hands to will be successful. Shalom, Rabbi. As briefly as possible, I will answer your honor's question regarding that which I wrote about the symbols Datsach, Adash, Be'achab. If you look at the Hebrew, you will see the three words representing the 10 plagues. Excuse me, the 10 plagues in Egypt. We read that during the Seder. And we usually are dipping our little finger in wine as we connect to each of these letters. Continuing to read, and how the redemption is hinted at by these symbols. The holy Arizal wrote in his pamphlet, Many Wonders, in section 15, part 15, entitled The Departure from Egypt, as follows. I have already made known to you that Pharaoh was afflicted by these 10 plagues at the hands of 3,280 angels. You see, in the Hebrew, you have the letter Gimel representing the three. The word Alafim And then the... Bob Resh Pei, which is and 280. So we have the 3,280 angels of punishment that are appointed to and dwell in the three heavens of impurity. The first heaven is named Shara, which is the passion of evil, is one way of translating that word. The second, Kamoch, and that word can be permutated to be, and your completion. And the third, Bishiracha, with the passion of Aleph Hey Yud, again permutating the letters. The minister appointed over them is named Dalpat. An alternative version is Dalpachta. Dal means poor. And it's indicating the same idea of a handmaid and a mistress. Okay. One, the handmaid is a mirror, a lower level mirror of the mistress of the Shekhinah. And over an alternative version, and over then, the Ali meet him. The minister known as Takab Bereshit. And behold, the third is lacking 10. The fourth is lacking 6. And the ninth is lacking 6. As they are written in the Torah. And furthermore, that which we find that the Egyptians were afflicted by 10 plagues in Egypt. And 50 at the Yam Suf is all according to the name Chapeau, which is the aspect of David ben Yishai, which is King David. And God said, strike, and they struck them. An alternative version, and God spoke, and they struck. According to the name Takal, the Egyptians were afflicted by 40 plagues in Egypt and 200 at the Yam Suf. And God said, strike, and they struck them. An alternative version, and God spoke and they struck. According to the name Chatsa, an alternative version, Ashatsa. The Egyptians were afflicted by 50 plagues in Egypt and 250 at the sea, the Yam Suf. And God spoke and they struck. And God rectified the exile in exactly the same way that he had afflicted the Egyptians. And what was their transgression and their sin? What trespass did our forefathers commit against Hashem that made it necessary for them to suffer in the iron furnace of exile in Egypt until they were finally redeemed? an alternative version until he redeemed them using the following names: Da'av, Tzedah, Kashchav. This is all as written by the Arizal. And as you can see, it's very difficult to understand what the Ari is really communicating, because it's only in hints. These words, we don't know their source from what the Ari has said. So you have to meditate upon those sources, and you have to be on a level where those secrets will be revealed to you. So I'm now continuing to read. And Your Honor wrote to me that all these words of the Arizal are obviously the most wondrous and awesome secrets, sealed, closed, and locked away from the slightest understanding. For who is there that could explain them? And in fact, I have been asked many times by some of the greatest rabbis to explain these words to them, and I refused. However, because of my great love for Your Honor, I will explain them to you as they were revealed and explained to me in a dream. And He who is merciful, forgiving of sin, and the other items of the 13 attributes of mercy. That which the Arizal started off by writing, I have already made known to you that Paro was afflicted by the 10 plagues at the hands of 3,280 angels of punishment. He was saying, as the Kabbalistic masters teach, that there are 3,280 angels of punishment appointed to punish the wicked in Gehinnom and to purify them from their sins. The proof for this coming from the quote, to smite with the fist of wickedness. It's a verse from Isaiah. And the word for fist is biagraf. And the word fist is an acronym, the initial letters of the number 3,280. Or if you parse it, bet Aleph is bo, meaning come, and then the three letters, Gimel, Resh, Peh, in Gematria, would be considered the 3,280. The word fist, biagraph, of wickedness, which Isaiah used in his prophecy, when you write them out, it becomes Gimel, Alfin, Resh, Peh, which is equal to the angels of punishment, Agraf, who punish the wicked, and it is them who also punish the wicked, Pharaoh and the Egyptians. And this is a wondrous secret, for if you work out the numerical value of the 10 plagues exactly according to the way they are written as follows: Dam, Tsephardea, Kanim, Arav, Devar, Shechin, Barad, Arba, Hoshech, Makat, Bekorat. They add up to exactly the same amount as Gimel, Alfim, Resh, Peh, 3,280, hinting at the 3,280 camps of angels of punishment that were mentioned previously, appointed to punish and purify the sinners. This is an incredible explanation, according to the simple meaning of the words, which has never before been revealed. Dam is 44. Tsepardea is 444. Kanam, 110. Erev, 272. Davar, 206. Shechin, 368. Berad, 206. Arba, 208. Hoshech, 328. Mekat Bekorot is 1,094. Now, if you have the time to take these numbers and take a look at other words that have that same gematria from the Tanakh, you will find great insights into the meaning of the various plagues. Continuing to read. And that which he wrote, the third is lacking 10. This is referring to the third plague, Kanim, which is written without the letter Yud, gematria of 10. The fourth is lacking 6. The fourth plague, Arov, is missing the letter Vav, which is gematria 6. And the ninth is lacking 6, refers to the ninth plague of Hoshech, also lacking a Vav. An alternative version, a Yud is missing from the third plague, which needs to have the Yud missing. The fourth plague, Erev, is missing 6 because it needs to have the Vav missing. And the ninth plague, Hoshech, is lacking 6 because it also needs to be written without the Vav. So it seems that these two versions are exactly opposite of each other. And it's difficult to reconcile things that are opposite of each other unless you rise to the higher level to see the unity in opposites. Or another way of phrasing it, I've been phrasing it, unity by appreciating the diversity. And that which he wrote, as they are written in the Torah, his intention was to say that this is actually how they are written in the Torah with these missing letters, for they are written in Parasha Vayera. Kanam without the Yud, Erev without the Vav, and Hoshech without the Vav. And not as they are written in the Haggadah, which is all written out in full. He is referring to the way they are written in the Torah, which adds up exactly to 3,280 angels of punishment that punish the wicked, which punish the Egyptians and afflicted Paro and the Egyptians in Egypt from the three heavens of impurity. And that which he wrote, that these 3,280 angels of punishment dwell in the three heavens of impurity. The first heaven is named Shara, the second Tamoch, and the third Bishchicha. There is in this also a wondrous and awesome secret in what he wrote, an alternative version hinted at in what he said. These 10 plagues that Hashem brought, Alo Eser Machot Shecheviah, the 10 is Eser, is the same letters as Shara. The plagues, Machot, are the same letters as Tamoch. And that brought, Shechaviah, is the same letters as Bishicha. These words are hinting at the three heavens of impurity containing the 3,280 angels of punishment, which inflicted the 10 plagues upon Paro and Egypt. And this is truly a great wonder. And that which he wrote, the minister appointed over them is named Dalpacht. He is revealing that this name comes from the name the Egyptians, where each letter of the angel's name is the one previous to its equivalent letter in the words the Egyptians, Hamitzrayim. In the Aleph Bet, thus the Dalet precedes the He, the Lamed the Mem, the Pe the Tzadi, the Kuf the Resh, the Taf the Yud, and the final Mem Sofit of the word Hamitzrayim is just the plural and not part of the root of the word. This is what he was hinting at when he said 10 plagues did Hashem bring upon the Egyptians. The letters that preceded the letters of the word Egyptians. Try to understand all of this, and the good Hashem will atone, etc. The operating word in this sentence is try to understand. It isn't necessary that you understand. You just need to make the effort to understand. If you have the merit, Hashem will provide that wisdom to you, and you will understand. But the effort is what's important. That's the process. I'm continuing to read. And that which he wrote and over, Bial, an alternative version, over them, Bialihem, all the minister known as Taka Bereshit, he was referring to the initial letters of each of the 10 plagues. Dot Dalet Tzadi Kaf, Ayin Dalet Shin, Bet Aleph Chet Bet, which add up to the same number as the name of the angel, Taka, 501. And the reason that he added the word Bereshit first was to point out that he was referring to the first, to the initial letters of each of the plagues. And by adding up the initial letters, you can see how they totals the 501. And this is also the gematria of the word Aleph Shin Resh, Asher. Asher, which is the secret hidden in the verse. Et Asher Ata'alatai B'Mitzrayim. These things which I have wrought in Egypt. Where in fact there are many, many verses that hint to the secret of Aleph Shin Resh, being the gematria of the first letters of the 10 plagues. And that concerning this matter, there are wondrous secrets and many hints. And the greater glory of Hashem is in what is concealed. And that which he wrote, and furthermore, that which we find, And Hashem spoke and afflicted the Egyptians with 10 plagues in Egypt and 50 at the Yam Suf, is all according to the name Shapo. He is referring to the wondrous and awesome secret, which is the source of the argument between the three rabbis brought in the Haggadah. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili said, "From where do we know this?" etc. Rabbi Eliezer said, "From where do we know?" etc. And Rabbi Akiva said, "From where do we know?" etc. This is a secret of the name Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, which has the same gematria as the word Shapo. Gematria is 386, which is that which is written. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili said that the name Shapo spoke and afflicted them, etc. Rabbi is gematria 212. Yossi is 86. HaGalili is 88, and totals 386. And that which he wrote, which is the aspect of David ben Yishai, the explanation is that those letters spelling David ben Yishai is also the gematria of 386, Shapo. And it was in particular with this name that he afflicted them, and said it in a very hidden way. For Rabbi Yossi HaGalili was a reincarnation of David ben Yishai, and ben Yishai, the Messiah, will use precisely this name when he comes. There are also many other hidden secrets in this matter, but the main intention is as reported above. David, gematria 14. Ben, gematria 52. Yishai, gematria 320. Totals 386. And that which he wrote, according to the name Takal, the Egyptians were afflicted by 40 plagues in Egypt and 200 at the Yam Suf. And this is a clue that Rabbi Eliezer is the gematria of Takal. The gematria is 530. That is to say that Rabbi Eliezer in particular, who is the gematria of the name Takal, spoke and afflicted them, etc. An alternative version, Rabbi Eliezer said, meaning that he holds the opinion that it was the name Takal that afflicted the Egyptians. Rabbi is 212. Eliezer is 318, totaling 530. And that which he wrote according to the name Shatzah, or Shatzah, Ashatzah, the Egyptians were afflicted by 50 plagues in Egypt and 250 at the sea. Rabbi Akiva is the gematria of the word Shatzah. The gematria is 395. And the alternative version of Ashatsa, including the kolel, adds the extra one for the word itself. That is to say that Rabbi Akiva, who is the gematria of the word Shatsa, or Ashatsa, was the one who said that it was the name Shatsa, or Ashatsa, that spoke and afflicted. And each of the three rabbis explained it according to his understanding, which is why the three names, Shapo, Takal, and Ashatzah, equal the gematria of the three Tanaim, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, which is Shapo, Rabbi Eliezer, which is Takal, and Rabbi Akiva, which is Ashatzah. And this is all an awesome and wondrous secret, as I said previously, and may the Merciful One atone for our sins. etc. Rabbi is 212. Akiva is 183, totaling 395. And that which he wrote, and Hashem rectified the exile in exactly the same way that he had afflicted the Egyptians. This is as I explained above, that the initial letters of the plagues hint to the original cause of the descent to Egypt. And exactly the same way as Hashem struck the Egyptians, that in itself was the method by which he redeemed Israel, that the actual letters of the plagues are a hint to our redemption. An alternative version, and that which he wrote, and how many sins, etc., he intended to teach that our forefathers' sins, which were the cause of them having to go down to Egypt, are hinted at in the actual letters of the plagues. And similarly, the letters of the plagues are also a hint to our redemption by Hashem. What is not being said in that paragraph is the understanding of measure for measure. Just as the sins required the forefathers to become a nation in Egypt, they were redeemed from the corrections of those sins. And this is true for ourselves as well. And that which he wrote, until they were finally redeemed, an alternative version, until he redeemed them using the following names, Dahav, Tzedah, and Kashkav, he was hinting that the letters of the word Dahav are the initial letters of each of the three symbols, Datsach, Adash, Bechav, which are the 10 plagues in the initial first letters. So this is the initial letters of the initial letters. The second name, Tzedah, is the second letter in each group. And the third name, Kashkav, is the third letter through which Hashem redeemed us. The actual plagues that Hashem inflicted on Egypt hint to Israel's redemption. An alternative version, the actual appointed letters of Datshak, Adash, and Bechav are a hint to the minister appointed over all the angels of punishment, which afflicted the plagues upon the Egyptians. And those same letters hint to the reason for the exile to Egypt, also to Israel's redemption from there. The self-same letters are both the secret of the affliction and of the redemption. And may we be found worthy in Hashem's eyes to quickly see the coming of the Messiah, with all the angels appointed to accompany the final redemption. May it come speedily and in our time, and that we all say Amen. And may we be worthy of seeing the fulfillment of the verse, as in the days of your coming out of the land of Egypt, I will show him marvelous things. This is a prophecy from the prophet Micha. Forever and ever, and may we all say, Amen. And finally, I hereby declare that anyone who studies these wondrous and awesome secrets even one time in a year, and especially on Erev Pesach, I promise him that he will be saved from any kind of accident or strange death for that whole year. His enemies will have no power over him and will fall before him, and that he will be successful in everything that he turns his hand to. Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Breslov Institutions of Yeshiva Shuva Bonim for allowing us to present their translations. Does anyone have any questions? May you all have a truly wonderful, happy Pesach, and utilize this wisdom, this connection to the Gematria, to deepen your understanding of the Seder and the order that is created within the Seder, and to especially understand that the Seder is a hint to the redemption. And may that redemption happen tonight. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful holiday.
You too, Hanok. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Have a good
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.